Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today in the studios here at Weimar Center of Health and Education, where we're presently recording American Indian Living, is someone with an exciting story that I know will resonate throughout Indian country. I have with me Susan Herber, and Susan has deep roots in Native America, and she's also got a health background and an amazing health journey that I think you'll find exciting. So, Susan, it's just great to have you in the studio today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, Susan, I know that you have many of your family members were raised on the res, although that was not the case for you. Tell us a little bit about the background and why you're so interested in Native American health issues.
Because with my grandmother, she had been crippled up with rheumatoid arthritis and in a wheelchair, and she was very, very sore for many years and died living, being wheeled around in a wheelchair. And I myself fell into the same situation as her. So coming here was really important to me. And my great-grandparents were living on the reservation. My great-grandparents moved later in their life, but my mother lived there until she married my father and then left the reservation. I myself never did live there, but I did visit quite a bit.
And so basically, as a Native American, have you wondered about whether there might be family history as far as the some of these joint and arthritic problems?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I didn't realize that I had any problems until in August 2004, and I was so sore. My muscles and joints ached so bad, and I couldn't walk. So I actually was bedridden at that time. And I followed up with a doctor, and they discovered I had polymyalgia rheumatica, which is a disease that affects the muscles and the joints. And just to get from, like, say, from the bed to the shower or to the bathroom, every step was so painful, I could barely get there without excruciating pain.
Wow. So basically, you were someone who was healthy.
Very healthy.
You had no health problems.
None.
And then over a period of time, you're having these joint and muscle problems. And it got so bad that you basically couldn't work.
I couldn't work. I couldn't walk. I was bedridden.
And so you're diagnosed with this condition, polymyalgia rheumatica. For those of our listeners who haven't heard of it, it's really in this family of what we call connective tissue diseases, or sometimes in the medical community, we call them collagen vascular diseases. It would include things like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. Polymyalgia rheumatica is one of these conditions. So here you are going from a fully functional, healthy woman. How old were you at the time, roughly?
I was 47 at the time.
47. So in the prime of life, you're doing great.
Yes.
You're a career woman, right?
Yes.
You're a nurse by training.
Yes, I am.
And so you're a health professional. You're helping people. And then all of a sudden, you're
needing help. I can't work. I can't move. It's just awful. I felt like somebody had beat me up and I was thrown in a ditch and I couldn't crawl out of that ditch. I was so sore. Every step hurt. And the only way I could manage was trying to get each step was sometimes I would stand in the shower for hours and the warm water would help kind of like loosen me up so I could move, but I didn't know what was wrong. And along with that came headaches and jaw pain. And so there were a lot of other side effects that came with it. I wasn't aware that was part of the disease.
Now, you mentioned your mother. Your mother, Native American, raised on the res.
Yes.
She ended up with similar problems?
No, she didn't. She's had bilateral knee surgery where they repaired each knee.
Okay.
But as far as arthritis pain, she has not. But my grandmother have some type of a rheumatoid arthritis, and she was crippled up and in a wheelchair until she passed away.
And so here you are seeing what's happening in your life,
yes,
and you're probably having flashbacks of your grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Knowing that this is what probably going to happen to me.
And so Did you have pretty close ties to some of the traditional wisdom of First Nation peoples? You're a health professional. Was that something part of
your
experience? No,
I never. I would only visit with my great-grandparents. And I remember as a child, we would go fishing. Mm-hmm. And I would visit my relatives who still live around that reservation, and they farm the land. Mm-hmm. But I, at the age of 11, went to live with a different family because of my parents divorcing when I was quite young.
I see. So really, you have this Native American roots. You have this awareness of natural therapies, perhaps from those traditions.
Yes. Were
you exposed to that as a child, or just as you got later in life?
Probably later in life, I was more exposed to
uh-huh.
it.
And so, how did that interest in things that were more natural, not using so many drugs, maybe not using surgery, doing things more to cooperate with the Creator, how did that play into what you ultimately did?
I was blessed in the fact that when I went to live in the home of the parents that raised me from age 11, my father found out what it was that I had mm-hmm. because he was a physician, and he suggested, why don't you come to Weimar? Why don't you come to New Start? Because mm-hmm. there are so many things that they can help you with. And I was very skeptical.
Okay.
I wasn't sure when I came here. Believe me, I wasn't sure about the food. I didn't believe that I'd actually be able to walk again because I was using a cane. I was using a walker at times, and every time I went shopping, I had to use one of those riding carts because I couldn't make it through the store. I couldn't walk anywhere. And with each step, it was so much pain, I'd just stop and I'd give up.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my time, I would spend my child, go get the groceries for Mama because I can't do it.
Right.
And I would send her throughout the store because I'd sit there and wait for her. But when I found out about New Start, I said, you know what? I'm ready to go. I want something to change in my life. And at this age, I didn't want to be crippled up the rest of my life.
You know, I should just give a little bit of background, Susan, about Weimar, because mm-hmm. many people know me from hosting American Indian Living. Mm-hmm. And I've actually worked in a variety of places in the country. Well, I've been the host for this show for many years. I was based for many years in Oklahoma, kind of in the heart of Indian country right there, and worked with a lot of Native American tribes there. Then I was in Maine for several years, hosting the show from there. So some people said, well, I thought, Dr. DeRose, you were in Oklahoma or you were in Maine. But for a couple of years now, I've been actually here at Weimar. We now actually record the show, American Indian Living. Many of our shows, if we're not on site somewhere in Indian country, we're doing them here in the studios at Weimar. So you and I know, because
yes.
we're sitting here, but when you listen, you can't see the surroundings. So we're here at Weimar. In addition to hosting American Indian Living, I'm one of the physicians in what we call the New Start program. In fact, you're my patient.
Yes.
And we've enjoyed working together over the last couple weeks. And as I heard your story and knew about your background and your Native American roots, I said, you know, Susan, you have this tremendous experience here, and people throughout Indian country would love to hear you on American Indian Living. And you were so good to be willing to take some time out of your program. The New Start program, for those of you who don't know about Weimar's residential program, it's an 18-day intensive live-in program. So you came to us from Arizona.
Correct.
And flew out here
yes.
to Northern California, not really completely knowing what you were getting into,
exactly.
like you said. And you've been here now nearly 2 weeks.
Correct.
But this is the experience that Susan's speaking about, and just giving you some full disclosure that I'm also involved with the program, even though I am the host of American Indian Living. So, Susan, what's happened since you came to Weimar? Did you think maybe the first day it was so different that you were just going to bail out and go back to Arizona?
Oh, no, it was wonderful. Everybody here has been so wonderful. The food, we've learned how to prepare food and eat whole plant foods, eaten whole. And then also the exercise, I did a little walking every day. I may just go in circles, but it was okay. I kept mm-hmm. walking. And then I would do some resting. I got plenty of sleep at night. There's no TVs, and I was concerned how was I going to sleep without a TV on, because I'm not used to sleeping without some noise in the background. But I did just fine. And another thing is, today, for the first time in many years, I've never been able to go hiking or take any trails. Well, today I went on this trail called Manzanita Trail, and it was wonderful. I walked the whole trail.
Wow.
I could not believe it when I got back.
So you were someone who couldn't walk around a grocery store?
No.
Was that even several weeks ago?
No, this was less than 2 weeks ago.
And you had to be in an electric cart in the grocery store.
Yes, I had to go in an electric cart to get around.
And for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with the trails here at Weimar, we've got miles of trails. We're in the foothills of the Sierras. And that Manzanita Trail from where you stay, I mean, that had to be a good probably mile and a half round trip at least.
Correct. And it was wonderful. I just did it.
Really? That is tremendous.
Yes.
So you are like a new woman.
Yes, I am.
And you're describing the program here, but with your Native American perspective, natural therapies, and your insight into cooperating with the Creator, what's going on here that made this tremendous difference?
Well, there is so much that's going on here. We have seminars that we can speak to, and we can spend time getting therapy. Like, there's hydrotherapy and saunas that I've been getting, and there's massage. I've never even had a hydrotherapy or massage or even a sauna before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, everybody's so supportive of one another. Everybody is very loving and kind and helpful, and not only myself, but a lot of the individuals that are here are, it's so much vastly improved. Another thing with myself is my meds. I'm almost off everything that I came with a bag full of meds, and I'm almost off of everything. My labs, I expect to be much improved by the time I leave here, but basically getting fresh, you know, fresh air, rest, exercise, and the foods. I cannot tell you this, but there's some of the best foods I've ever eaten. I was very afraid that I was having to give up all my meat and potatoes, and was going to be a big switch for me, but it's not. Everything tastes really good.
You know, it's worth mentioning a little bit about the diet, especially, you know, from the standpoint of Indian country, because whether someone is from Arizona, where you currently call home, whether they're from the Northeast, whether they're from other parts of the country, I often point out to our listeners that many of the tribes throughout North America have talked about the three sisters, and that was corn and beans and squash. And what's interesting to me, throughout Indian country, not every tribe, but most tribes, before European contact, were on a plant-based diet. And that's not to say they didn't eat some wild game or have some fish, but they were largely eating fruits and whole grains and vegetables and nuts and seeds. And so the program here at Weimar is really designed to help people get back to those foods that most people, whether they're from Indian country or whether they're from another cultural background, most cultures have lost the value of these simple healing foods. And so we feed these foods exclusively to you. We don't go out and catch wild game for you. That would defeat part of the purpose. Some people have said, well, the reason why the wild game was healthy is not just because it was low in fat, but you had to catch it yourself. But anyway, we're feeding you, like you said, these whole plant foods.
Whole plant foods.
Eaten whole. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we just give you a squash and a tomato that you eat whole.
No, you make meals, just like you would prepare a meal. Going out, when you go to the grocery store and you pick up so many ingredients, you come back and you prepare meals. And they taste absolutely wonderful.
And now, you've been really good to come and join us for this show, because I know it's very likely, as we're recording the show, you might be missing part of your cooking class. Is it true that every day they have a cooking class?
Every day we have a cooking class, and we learn how to prepare foods. In fact, she teaches us how to look at the ingredients, how to go shopping with the shopping list. They even teach us what we need to put in for substitution. So along with the cooking school, we have several cookbooks and things to tell us what we need to have.
Susan Herber is my guest today on American Indian Living. She has an incredible experience of how her life has been transformed by simple lifestyle practices. She's going to be sharing with you more about her story, as well as simple things you can do right in your home to get some of the very same benefits that she's experienced. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Don't go away. A lot more is coming.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Today's American Indian Living radio program is sponsored in part by Wimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Wimar is home to the Residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Wimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Wimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
Some important social statements by United States citizens today on policy.
To be a good American, you've got to like people, share things, and not scream at people. And you should also help them, and then you can share at them.
A statement on historical tradition and our form of government.
I love America because it got government full of people, and full of people, and full of people.
A statement on down-to-earth American idealism.
I like living in America because it means freedom. It means that you can do most stuff you want as long as it doesn't, like, hurt anybody, and you have to work hard to keep it.
America, a statement in summary.
I love America because everybody's equal. And when you play with other kids and they dunk you, you can dunk them back.
You're listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is your host.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. With me in the studio today, Susan Herber. Susan is a nurse. She is of Native American background, and she's been on an incredible healing journey just over the last few weeks. Susan, as a nurse, I know you saw lots of things in your nursing career. Tell us a little bit about what type of nursing you were involved with.
The type of nursing I've been doing for the last several years has been obstetrics and GYN nursing. And I worked with mostly the mothers and babies. Mm-hmm. So once the babies were born, I would stay and assist the mother and help her with the baby, whether she needed to nurse or to take care of her. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of sick patients. We were a level 3 hospital where we would get some of the sickest patients brought in and transferred into us. And we had a lot of babies that were born prematurely or with problems. And so we had a level 3 NICU unit that sometimes I would go and help in from time to time.
So you had a neonatal intensive care unit. So you were dealing with a lot of high-risk pregnancies and complicated deliveries. Did you ever, Susan, as you saw some of these ladies come in, maybe you were getting a history, talking about their background, did it seem like there was a connection between, not all the time necessarily, but often a connection between their lifestyle practices and their pregnancy?
Correct. There was. A lot of them would be gaining more than needed to be gained, but they would also continue drinking their, like, Coke drinks or the soda pops. And a lot of them would eat very unhealthily. And so they'd get sick. And I noticed a lot of women, they tried real hard to stop. Mm-hmm. But even when they came in the hospital, some of them were heavy smokers. And at most of our hospitals now, there's no area for them to go smoking mm-hmm. at. And those complications led to complications with the infant. And so that's why we had some problems. When they would come into us, they would be very ill. They might be what we call preeclamptic, where their blood pressure would go very high.
Okay.
And they would have to be monitored, or they would have start having what we call premature contractions uh-huh. because they may not be taking enough fluids. They would become dehydrated.
Oh, okay.
And in Arizona, where I was working at, a lot of women would come into the hospital and not be taking enough fluids, so they would have mm-hmm. to stay and get hydrated so that there would be no problems with the infant.
So really, here you are a nurse. Mm-hmm. You're practicing in the obstetric wards. You see these patients coming in every day, and you say, you know what? If this woman had just been more serious about drinking water, she probably
Correct.
Wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Or if this woman had just stopped smoking before
Correct.
She got pregnant.
So or you're drinking.
Or drinking.
Yes.
So you're seeing all these things coming into the hospital. And did it ever occur to you that your lifestyle may also be somewhat less than
Correct.
Ideal?
Just like them, we were drinking our sodas, and a lot of the nurses may have been heavy smokers.
Okay.
And we just never thought about, here we should have been influencing them
uh-huh.
and having a lifestyle change ourselves. But we continued, maybe the foods we were eating too were not the correct ones, just
okay.
like they were. So it was very important for us to send this message to them. But they were looking towards us.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, a nurse of 36 years, and I wasn't a very good example.
Okay.
So.
So they see you and they say, well, you know, she does it.
She's drinking her Coke or Pepsi.
couldn't be all that bad. And when you're diagnosed in 2004
yes.
with this disorder, this connective tissue, this joint, this muscle problem, polymyalgia rheumatica, and you basically are crippled up with
yes.
it, did that cause you to stop and say, maybe some of this is related to my lifestyle, or was that a foreign idea?
Well, you know, I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it dawned on me, how did I get this bad so quickly?
Okay.
And then with the medication that the doctors were putting me on, it only made it worse because they treated the symptoms that I was having, but the medications made it worse for me that I had more symptoms because of the side effects from the meds I was taking. So I had to have a lot more meds to treat more problems.
It's amazing.
So it was terrible.
You know, and Susan, this is not an unusual story. Many of our listeners, whether they're listening in Indian country or whether they're from a different cultural background, this story happens so frequently. People go, today our medical care often is so parceled out. We see specialists for this, specialists for that. It's wonderful that we have a highly trained experts. But what many times happens is people are put on a variety of drugs. And like you said, those drugs have side effects. They cause other problems. And you end up seeing the gastroenterologist, the intestinal specialist, maybe for side
Correct.
Effects of the drugs that the cardiologist put you on. And the gastroenterologist says, well, I don't deal with the heart. I'm not going to take you off your heart medicines.
Correct.
So I'll just put you on some new drugs
new
for your
drugs,
stomach.
And then it makes you
yeah.
go see a specialist
yeah.
for that.
So it's really a problem. And what is so exciting about what I think you're starting to connect, and I'm assuming what part of what brought you here to Weimar, is you were saying, look, there's got to be another way besides just taking more and more medicines. Is that
Correct.
Part of what was
That's
going through
exactly
your mind?
That's exactly right. I have had where I've taken handfuls of meds in the morning and then at bedtime, and I got so sick of, is this going to be this way the rest of my life? Am I going to have to live like this? And I'm still sore. I'm mm-hmm. thinking, there's got to be a better way. So that's why I decided to research and find something where I know I could change everything and start fresh.
Now, that's a pretty bold decision. I mean, most people, even if they're sick, they're still comfortable with the way they've been living their life. They don't want to change necessarily the way they eat. If they can fine-tune a little something, but you actually really had this attitude that you were willing to change everything if that would make a difference?
Yes, there have been so many things that have happened to me, and I was so tired of being sick for so many years.
Uh-huh.
Not only the PMR, they found out I had fibromyalgia on top of the PMR.
Okay, so another musculoskeletal
yes,
pain
and then
problem.
Usually when you have an autoimmune, you have more than one.
Uh-huh.
That's what my rheumatologist kept reminding me. There's more out there. And then I had a positive RA factor. And then,
so it's a test for rheumatoid
arthritis.
Yes,
for rheumatoid arthritis. And the other one was osteoarthritis.
Wow.
So I got plagued with all of them. And I said, oh, no, this has got to stop. I can no longer handle going through this with my life. And I was tired of taking meds. You know, there comes a time where you just say, enough, I'm done. I've got to do something else.
Now, it was your father, you said, who's a physician.
Yes.
Who was the one that was first interested in the program at Weimar? Is that
yes,
safe to
correct.
Say?
And he had been here at Weimar and done some lecturing. And he's the one that said, what do you think about going there and visiting and see how you could trying this.
And what was your initial reaction when he mentioned that?
I wasn't sure.
Is that just putting it nicely for the radio? Or?
No, I wasn't sure about that. I wasn't sure that I wanted to go, but they kept encouraging me. All my family said, you need to go.
Uh-huh.
You really need to go. You need this. And one of the meds that they gave me for, I was just going to mention, for the PMR,
okay.
The polymyalgia, made me extremely depressed. And so I spent days crying, and I'm not an unhappy person.
Uh-huh.
So after my family spoke to me and my dad said, you know, you need to give this a try. I said, okay, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called me up and he says, okay, I've got you scheduled for the 25th and I've got your plane and everything. And I'm going, okay, I'm going. I'll be there.
So as a health professional and with someone who has a Native American background, you had obviously heard some things about Weimar and
yes.
the New Start program that were less than exciting to you if you were unsure.
Yes.
What kind of things had you heard that made you have some misgivings about a program like this?
Well, I just wasn't sure what they were going to do when I got there because, uh-huh. number one, I'm not the kind of person who enjoys cooking in the kitchen.
Okay.
But I'm learning new things, and so I'm kind of enjoying going to my classes and having a good time.
Oh, tremendous.
And learning that I can cook these things. You can even do fast food in the kitchen. I didn't know you could do that. So I was very happy when she had a day where, well, if you don't have time to fix it, here's a few items and you can make it in a hurry and it's ready in a few minutes and it's wonderful. Everything tastes so good.
So when you say fast food, does it mean like she tells you how to go to McDonald's and KFC
no,
and
you
put
don't
stuff
even have
in the
to. I wouldn't step foot in those places anymore. You can't even talk me into it. No, it's more like you have some vegetables
mm-hmm.
and some ingredients just to mix with it. And you can make your own. Actually, you can make your own butter. I didn't know you could make butter out of whole plant foods that tasted very good.
Oh,
and
really?
All your gravies, they made the best gravy, a mushroom gravy. And I said, this is awesome. And you can use this to taste better than the Campbell's.
Uh-huh.
I was so impressed.
So you're learning simple things. And from
simple
day
things,
one,
yes.
they were feeding you these
correct.
Foods that were good for your arthritic conditions, your polymyalgia, your fibromyalgia.
For the first 3 days, I had pain when I first came.
Was and it worse than when you had at home?
Oh, about the same. And
okay.
as I gradually ate the foods, I kept waiting. And I think it was the fourth day. And all of a sudden, that was the day. And I said, I'm not hurting anymore. I can move my hands. I can move my arms. I don't have a pain any place. And I used to ache so bad in the morning. I would spend like a good half an hour in the shower just
wow.
trying to loosen up my joints and my muscles to get moving.
So after 4 days, no pain.
No pain.
Had you had episodes like that where the pain would go away?
No, never. Not no. in all these years.
Wow.
Never.
This is a tremendous story. A lot more practical things in Susan Herber's experience that can make a difference for you. The goal is really to give you some take-home things that you can do in your own home. Susan's not going away, neither am I. I'm Dr. David DeRose. You're listening to American Indian Living, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
America's veterans have served our country in both war and peace.
It's because of people like you that we are free.
My class was learning about war and how hard it is.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
Now there is a way to thank them for helping keep America free. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and type a personal message of thanks.
Dear Dad, I've recently come to understand how important your service to America was, and I just wanted to say thank you.
There are 26 million veterans living in America today, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
We carry our experiences inside. It's nice to have someone say thanks.
Let a veteran know you appreciate their service. Log on to thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is the Duchess of York. What's really important in your life? It's your family and your friends. But isn't it also your health? People who are overweight or obese are at a greater risk for illnesses such as cancer. Check your BMI or body mass index. The lower the number, the lower the risk. So lose weight in a healthy way. You'll lower your BMI number. Now, isn't that important? Visit the website of the American Cancer Society at www.cancer.org. You and your family and friends will be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to American Indian Living. If you missed some of the discussion, CD copies of today's show are available. CDs of previous broadcasts are also available. Our email address is AmericanIndianLiving@lifetalk.net. CD requests and comments can also be communicated by phone at 1-800-775-4673. That's 1-800-775-4673. Stay with us for the second half of today's program.
You're listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is your host.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. David DeRose. You're listening to American Indian Living. With me today, Susan Herber. Susan is someone who both appreciates her Native American cultural heritage as well as having a health professional background. With both of those rich backgrounds, she still found herself with a serious medical condition, in fact, a host of serious medical conditions, as you've been listening, getting on more and more drugs and just being in constant pain for many years. And just within the last several weeks, she's gotten some amazing respite from the pain. She has some lessons that are of great interest to all of us today. Susan, when you first came to the New Start program here at Weimar, you were not feeling well at all, were you?
No, I was in so much pain. All my muscles and joints hurt so bad. It was difficult to move. Each step was very painful. So I was taking medication for pain so I could get where I needed to go, but each step was extremely painful.
And so you come here to a program that emphasizes natural healing methods. You've talked some about the hydrotherapy, the water treatments, the massage, the diet, the exercise. Exercise, many people in the arthritis community are talking about its importance in what we call rheumatologic conditions, people with joint problems. In fact, there's a whole program called PACE. It stands for People with Arthritis Can Exercise. It's trying to give that message that exercise is helpful and beneficial, even in people who may not feel like it. So you took that principle when you came here to Weimar.
Correct.
And you started exercising even though you didn't feel like it, right?
I did.
So what were you doing when you first arrived?
Well, the very first day, there was little bells. They woke us up, and we went out, and we started stretching exercises. Early in the morning, we would learn how to stretch and move our neck and our arms and our legs. And all of us were pretty stiff out in the group. But as time progressed, it's gotten easier, but each morning we start our day with a stretchercise, and it's wonderful. So after that, a typical day would be I would start with exercise, and then I'd walk. After I'd stretch, I'd try and walk a good 10, 15 minutes. Well, when I first came here, I could barely walk. So I was doing good just going in this little round circle.
When you say a little round circle, what does that mean?
It just meant maybe going about, I'd say in front of the lodge, there's a little round circular walkway that takes you in front of the cafeteria, and I would go make circles. I'd try to make maybe two circles around or around the flagpole. I would try and do that, which is just a few steps.
Yeah, so for those who have not been on the Weimar campus,
correct,
you're really describing maybe if we were to say
50 steps around it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Perhaps. Yeah, so it's not a great distance.
It's just a small area.
And some people would say, what's the point? I mean, why even do it? You're hardly doing anything. Were you ever tempted to feel that way?
No, I wanted to do this. I wanted to be able to do like everybody else could walk around there. I was frustrated because when I came here, I left my cane at home. My family says, you're going to need that cane. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I'm leaving it behind. So when I got here, I thought, oh, boy, maybe I should have brought that cane.
Okay.
Because when I started walking, it was
You're really
painful.
Struggling.
Yeah, I was struggling. Yeah.
And so you stick with it. You're eating the diet.
Correct.
You're getting the hydrotherapy. And you said after maybe 3 or 4 days.
About 3 or 4 days, all the pain was gone. I walked out into the lobby and I said, you guys, I'm not hurting. There's no aches in my muscles or my joints. I don't have my headaches anymore. All of a sudden, it was like, it was a miracle for me because I've been in pain ever since I found out I had PMR in 2004.
So we're talking many, many years.
Yes, many years.
So as a nurse, you're looking at this, right? And you're saying,
yes.
What's happening?
Yeah, really, what's happening?
And how do you explain what's going on? Is it something that you can define?
It's a combination of the exercise, the sunshine, getting good night's rest, and eating the right foods. For me, it's eating the right foods. I was eating all the wrong foods.
So tell us, make it practical. What were the things that you were eating before you came that you didn't think were good?
Oh, I guess I have to tell everybody. I loved candy.
Oh, okay.
I love candy. I didn't eat very much of it, but occasionally I like to have my chocolate. Uh-huh. But I would eat cereal in the morning, or maybe I'd fry up some eggs.
Okay.
And I'd have toast maybe sometimes, and I slathered on the peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
And then maybe I drink a couple glasses of milk, and I'm talking regular milk.
Okay.
And then maybe for lunch, I would go out and I'd fast food it. And it didn't bother me. I would eat chicken sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd eat a vegetarian meal, which is just maybe like vegetables or some potatoes. But then occasionally I have eaten a lot of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say more so than I would say meat, beef products. But I didn't think I could live without that.
Well, a lot of people, Susan, as they're listening, they're saying, what's the matter with that? I mean, these are healthy foods, you know, chicken and milk and butter. People have grown up. I grew up in northern Illinois, and we're right near Wisconsin there, and people were telling us how dairy products were so healthy. And this was part of my cultural upbringing as well. Here's the amazing thing, and many of our listeners have heard this before, and you're recognizing it here at Weimar. These animal products make inflammation worse.
Yes, they do.
And so even though they may be better choices than some other things, if you look at how First Nation peoples lived historically, they weren't using milk and cheese. They weren't eating lots of eggs. Most of them were eating more plant-based diets. If they were eating wild game, it was low in fat. Maybe they were using some fish that was high in the omega-3 fats that are anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
Right now, the average Western diet is we call it pro-inflammatory. And the things that have come into Indian country, not because of the choice of Native Americans, things like lard. This was not part of the traditional Native American diet. So you're really getting back to your cultural roots. I mean, have you sensed that as you've been here at Weimar?
Yes, I do. I do. And the exercise, I can't tell you what it's like to go out and go any place I want to go now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not confined.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. For me, it's all new again. I can do anything I want to do.
There are so many people, Susan, that are either listening to this show or know people who should be listening to things like this. They've lost hope. And they say, you know, I've had this problem for so long. I mean, here we're talking about like 7 years.
Yes.
Where you were, I mean, if not bedridden, many times, you know, largely confined, you couldn't even walk through the grocery store to get your groceries.
I'd have to park in the handicapped, get up to the front door and wait for a cart. And I wouldn't even walk through the store because it hurt too much just to go and pick up any of the groceries. I couldn't do it. So I just sit there and wait for somebody else who would drop off a cart. And you know what? I've noticed something too as I went shopping. There are a lot more people out there like me. Mm-hmm. The handicap section out in front of the stores now, they're usually filled. Mm-hmm. And when you go into a place like, say, maybe Walmart or Kmart or something, or Target even, where they have the writing, you have to wait for somebody before you can get a cart to go in. So it's really sad when you think about it.
But your message is so encouraging. And so for those of you tuning in today to American Indian Living, I hope you're catching some hope from a fellow Native American, Susan, who has really seen that simple lifestyle practices that the elders in Indian country have honored for centuries are still things that change lives today. They're still powerful. Susan, to make this really practical, there are people that are saying, well, I don't know about this. I mean, here, this is one person. How do I know this is going to work for me? You're not going through this program alone, are you, Susan? There's other people that are going through it at the same time.
And I've seen so many changes in these individuals. You can't believe so many of them are maybe diabetic, or maybe they have illnesses such as cancer, or several different other illnesses that they're dealing with. Or maybe they're just trying to get off, lose weight, or maybe they're just trying to get off some of their meds. There are so many people here that have taken off all their meds and they feel wonderful and their blood sugars are coming down. I know of one woman in particular who has very high blood sugar and now her blood sugars are within the normal range. And I was just shocked.
And that's because they put her on a whole bunch of medicines here. Is that
they didn't put her on any meds. She doesn't have any meds. She's off of all of her meds.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is amazing.
You know, you mentioned the blood sugar story. We featured it before on American Indian Living, but I was fascinated. I was in a town near where you live, actually in Phoenix, and there's a large Indian hospital there in Phoenix. Native Americans there, especially the Pima tribe, have cooperated with the researchers there, and a lot of what we know about diabetes has come out of Indian country, a lot of really excellent research. But I was very interested because I met with some of the doctors there, and they were showing me the data on the number of Native Americans with diabetes over the last century. They have records that went back all the way to around 1900. And back in 1900, on the Gila River Indian Reservation, there in the Phoenix area, there was only one case of diabetes. One case. There were about 4,000 people in the tribe back then. And as they showed me the data, as they went into the 1940s, still a very small percentage, only like 20 people with diabetes. Today, we know that figure is around 50% of the adults over 35 with diabetes. And this is true in many tribes. And what the issue is, the genetics haven't changed. What's changed is the lifestyle, and it's not because First Nation peoples have wanted to change their lifestyle. It wasn't their choice that Europeans came to this continent, right?
Right.
But here's the point. What you're saying as a Native American is, look at, in a short time...
Very short time.
You can change your lifestyle and turn back the clock.
Exactly.
You know, this message is getting throughout Indian country. I was just on a reservation within the last few months, and I know there are tribal leaders in different communities that are saying, you know what, there's something about these intensive lifestyle programs. They're interested in places like Weimar, not to send all their tribal members here to Northern California, but to say, what can we do on our reservation where we can bring some of these same type programs right to home? I know there's tribes that are actively working with these concepts. So whether you've got something happening in your tribal community as you listen to American Indian Living, whether your tribal leadership or whether your health program is doing something with an intensive lifestyle Lifestyle Change Program. What I just want to tell you and what Susan's telling you is there is hope. No matter how long you've had problems for, many problems that you may have thought were chronic actually can be changed in a short time. I mean, it's remarkable,
isn't
it?
It's amazing. It's been less than 2 weeks that I have changed all these things. And I'm two meds, and I'm going to be off of them by the time I leave here. They should be very well. And I can go any place. I'm not confined anymore. It used to be I would have to go someplace and sit down. And I could go any place I want to now. There's no limitations.
You are an incredible woman. And it's incredible to see what's been happening in your life. Susan has some final insights and some practical things, additional things you can do. I'll also give you some information about the Weimar program if you're interested in getting more information. You may not want to come here. You may just want the information for things that you can do on your own reservation, or if you're living in an urban area, things you could do in a community center. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We'll be back with all of that and more in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Today's American Indian Living Radio program is sponsored in part by Weimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Weimar is home to the residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Weimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Weimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
Canned vegetables. Bring them. Hey, Duncan, get over here. Need you to stay with me and your brother, okay?
I am.
Well, closer. Come on. Help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
But I need water.
Sorry. Duncan!
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Okay, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and she's not coming back, and you're just going to have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is your host.
You're back for our final segment of today's edition of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Susan Herber is across from me in our studios at Weimar Center of Health and Education in Weimar, California. I should give you some information right now so that our time doesn't slip away. But if you want more information about Weimar and the various services that we offer here, it is easily available on the internet simply by going to weimar.edu. If you're interested in our school, we have actually a college and a high school here, boarding high school on the campus of Weimar, about 500 acres here in the foothills of the Sierras. We also have our residential New Start Health Program that Susan is attending, that you've been hearing about. You can learn about the New Start Program simply by going to newstart.com. www.MarkLevin.com. So if you want a new start for your life, if you just want ideas, if you want things for your tribal center or your reservation, just go to newstart.com. And we have a New Start Lifestyle Club. It's a free club that you can take advantage of online. You can watch DVDs. You can listen to presentations. You can get other helpful information at the New Start Lifestyle Club. You can navigate to that through the newstart.com website. That's probably the easiest place. And if all that's too confusing and you just don't have internet access, just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-525-9192. That's 1-800-525-9192. Our operators would be happy to give you information about health giving things that you can do and help you be more aware of things that are happening here on the Weimar campus or in the Weimar New Start program. Well, having mentioned that, Susan, I know our listeners are anxious to hear more about your story. One of the things that I find most people acknowledge, they say, you know what? I realized that probably I could get some help if I ate better, got on a better exercise program. They've been listening with interest to those things. But you've mentioned something that a lot of people are not familiar with, and that is the whole area of hydrotherapy. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I had never experienced it until I came here myself to Weimar. And one of the things they do here is they put you in hydrotherapy and they use hot and cold treatment. And it's wonderful. At first, when I got in and she says, okay, we're turning the cold on, I was like, whoa, but it feels so good. Another thing they've used is sauna. But the hydrotherapy, it helps to drain, isn't that correct, the lymphatic system?
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel a difference. And then after I have the hydrotherapy or I have the sauna, I normally have a massage, and that helps to really work those sore muscles, especially where my pain has been in my knees and my hips. And it's been wonderful just to feel that. And I can't tell you, I've never experienced this before, but I know that along with everything else we've been talking about, it has been such a blessing. It makes me feel like I have places in my body that I don't have stiffness or soreness anymore. It's like it's rejuvenating me.
No, I mean, it's just exciting how the whole program works together, and you've been highlighting this. Many of our listeners may or may not realize that throughout Indian country, things like massage and hydrotherapy were valued for centuries. Hydrotherapy, of course, refers to water therapy. And so whether it's this contrast shower that you were talking about, I mean, we can't show it on radio, of course. But it's a shower. You were in the shower with like 16 heads.
Oh, yeah, 16 heads of water that spray out at you. And I tell you what, it's just a fabulous feeling. And you have this nice warm water. And then all of a sudden, they turn and they do the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, you're kind of like taken back because it gets very cold. But it opens up your pores. It makes you feel like it's your circulation is moving again. You can feel everything. And not only that, they'll have you move in the shower while you're standing, and she uses like a hydrotherapy hose of some type, and she works on your lymphatic system so she can use that in the areas that you're having problems. And it feels so good. So by the time you've had your hydrotherapy, you just feel like, oh, why didn't I do this years ago?
Yeah, and so it's so exciting because these are simple treatments.
Correct.
They're not giving you more medications.
No medication.
And when you think about it, really, I mean, I know in some places in Indian country, water's hard to come by. I was just on a reservation where a lot of the folks, they're having to get their water from a cistern or from some other source. They don't even have plumbing in certain places, depending on where you are in some of the more arid places in North America. And so hydrotherapy may be a luxury in some places, but many tribal centers, many tribal communities, people do have access to an abundance of water, and they can utilize this. So really, you combine all the things you've mentioned. And by the way, New Start is actually an acronym. Doesn't it stand for something? Have you learned what that stands for here?
I might need a little help on that. Yeah, you put me on this. Trying to think of it.
Okay, so New Start.
New Start is.
Try, what does the N stand for? Have you been eating differently here?
Nutrition.
Nutrition, good.
How exercise.
Good.
water.
Uh-huh.
S is sunshine.
Okay.
T is for...
That's a hard one, isn't it?
That is a hard
temperance.
One.
It's temperance. It's not overdoing good things and avoiding things that are harmful altogether.
A is for air.
Uh-huh.
R is for rest.
Correct.
And T is for...
Trust in divine power.
In the divine power, yes.
So really talking about trust in the Creator. And
correct.
Yeah, it's what's amazing is as you talk about all these elements, Susan, it really is not just one thing that's helped you, right?
Correct.
And all
it's
these
combination
things...
combination of everything.
People don't have to come to Weimar to get.
No, I mean, they can do it right where they're at.
It's not like a proprietary program. No. We're not the only ones that allow you to exercise or get water or sunshine.
Correct.
What would you say to someone, Susan, who's listening to the show? They say, this is a bunch of nonsense. I mean, how can all these simple things help?
But it can. I'm living proof that it can help. And anybody who's out there listening that wants the help, it's there for you. If you want a change in your life, you want to get rid of all the pain, all your meds, and start all over, this is the program for you. And you need to start doing it right away today. You can start anytime.
Now, I appreciate your endorsement, Susan. I'm just going to be real honest. You've had a great response to these modalities in a short time. I've had other patients who've gotten help, but it's not been as remarkable in a short time. So, we have to be honest and say, even though these treatments are powerful, everyone responds
differently. Correct.
But I will share with you something, and I've shared this in a number of settings. We actually looked at this. I was working at a center for a number of years in Oklahoma. We had a lot of Native American patients, as well as patients from other ethnic backgrounds. And what we found, we actually analyzed this data.
Mm-hmm.
We found that the Native Americans improved more rapidly than people of other races.
Well, what a blessing. I'm so glad that I'm Native American.
That helps.
Yeah,
Especially with things like diabetes and blood pressure issues. Diabetes in particular, cholesterol problems.
Correct.
And a lot of people say, well, why would that be? The way I look at it is historically, genetically, Native Americans had really good genes to do well when they were on a good lifestyle. They don't have good genes to do good on a bad lifestyle because that's not what what they were living with.
Correct.
And so some of these other races where they had poorer lifestyles to begin with, they can handle that better. So when you take a First Nations person who has a health issue and you get them back on a lifestyle that was more like their elders were living on, we often see more dramatic responses. It's just very exciting.
Yes, it is. And I can sit right here telling you it's the most wonderful feeling to be able to walk without pain.
As a nurse, as a Native American, as a person who's had terrible problems with chronic illness, and now you're seeing that lifting, what encouragement would you give to someone who's listening, maybe representing a tribal health program? Maybe they're in a clinic, an Indian health clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that they can do as a health professional that could help the people they're dealing with? Have you thought about that at all while you've been here at Weimar?
I've given that a lot of thought.
Uh-huh.
What they could do is start with the basics, just like New Start.
Okay.
All those things stand for something, and they can do that right where they're at, right now.
Tremendous. Susan, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your program to be here in the radio studio sharing your story with our Native American listeners.
Thank you. I'm so glad I got the opportunity to come here and speak to everyone.
That was Susan Herber. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We've been speaking about the New Start program. If you want more information, newstart.com. The message is one that Susan caught. You can catch it too. You don't have to come to Weimar to benefit from simple lifestyle strategies. Practice them in your own home, your own tribe, your own tribal health center, and you will see tremendous benefits. For all of us at American Indian Living, I'm Dr. David DeRose, wishing you the very best of health.
Thank you for listening to American Indian Living. We hope today's program has contributed to your living a healthy life. American Indian Living Radio is brought to you by the Native Education and Health Initiative in partnership with the Lifestyle Center of America and Life Talk Radio. American Indian Living is also distributed through the public radio satellite system by American Indian Radio on Satellite, a service of Native American Public Telecommunications.